The California legislature made history last night when the assembly voted to legalize same-sex marriage. The vote split along party lines, 41 to 35, with no room to spare. The bill would change California's definition of marriage from a civil contract between a man and a woman to a civil contract between two persons. The bill now goes to Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who has 1 month to decide whether or not to sign it. For more on the story, we go to Tamara Keith, a reporter with member station KPCC. She was on hand for the vote last night and joins us now from Sacramento. Tamara, good to have you on Talk of the Nation.
I'm glad to be here.
Any hint about which way the governor will decide?
Well, what he has been saying all along is that he thinks this is an issue best handled by the courts or by the people through initiative. However, he has not explicitly said that he's going to veto it, which has folks in the gay marriage community holding out some hope. They say they're going to take their family photo albums to his office and try to persuade him.
Mm-hmm. I assume he's being lobbied from the other side as well.
Oh, absolutely. From within his own party. And he's getting it from all directions, certainly.
Now, in the past, he is, again, while saying that he in particular may not be the right person to make this decision, he's not voiced opposition on moral grounds to gay marriage.
No, he hasn't. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger comes from Hollywood, which is a very open, liberal, accepting kind of place, and he has lots of gay friends, and I think that he simply doesn't want to have to step in this issue as the Republican governor of California, but he's going to have to.
Obviously, he ran as a Republican and is a proud Republican, but he is out of step with his some elements of this party, strong elements of the party on this and several other issues. He's in a quandary no matter what he does.
Absolutely. And this is not a great time for Arnold Schwarzenegger. A poll came out yesterday, or actually this morning, from a respected polling agency here in California that said 56% of Californians would be not inclined to reelect him. That's not a good sign for him. So he needs an image boost. Don't know that this legislation is going to do it for him.
If he chooses to veto, what happens to the bill at that point?
It's dead. And most likely the proponents will bring it back again. Opponents of gay marriage aren't leaving anything to chance. They're gathering signatures, or will begin gathering signatures. There are several different initiatives out there that would have a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage altogether. This has been a movement nationwide, and groups in California want to amend the Constitution to make sure that, you know, rogue legislators can't do this kind of thing.
Is there any way that the governor can have this cup passed away from him? Can he avoid making a decision here?
Well, one thing he could do is not sign the bill and not veto it, and then it would become law.
So it's not a pocket veto, as the president can sometimes do by not signing it. It does not go into law. In this case, it would be a pocket passage?
Yes, exactly. In California, it's pretty much the opposite of a pocket veto.
This would obviously be a conscious decision. I'm not sure that opponents of this measure would let him get away with it.
No, there's no way he could get away with that. But certainly the gay marriage supporters are, you know, hoping.
You were in Sacramento last night when the measure was voted upon. What was the atmosphere like in the legislature?
Yeah, I have to say it was truly incredible to be in there just to see this outpouring of emotion. As soon as the vote ended, and actually the vote was very much in question, there was no guarantee that it was going to pass.
It had failed before.
It had failed before, certainly, and couldn't get enough votes from Democrats. So in the California Assembly, there's this big wall with lights on it by everyone's names and, you know, little arrows that's up and arrows down for their vote. And there were 40 votes up there on the screen, and they needed 41. And the speaker kept saying, all those who want to vote, vote, all those who want to vote, vote, and just kept repeating it. Finally, must have been probably 30 seconds later, that 41st vote came up, and the room broke out into cheers and screams, and people were crying, mostly out of joy.
What was there one individual who's do we know who the person was who was that 41st vote that put it over the top?
You know, it's a Democrat from the town of Salinas. He had told the author of the bill, Mark Leno, that if there were 40 votes, he would be the 41st, but otherwise he didn't want to touch it. So he pushed his button right at the time he was needed.
Well, presumably he was saying that because this was going to be a politically difficult decision for him back in his district.
Well, it's not only politically difficult for a lot of these people, but it's personally difficult. There are a lot of people who have religious convictions and family convictions that tell them not to do this, but their party, in the case of the Democrats, was pushing hard to get this bill through. And, one assemblyman was saying that he was cajoled and harangued and harassed, and that was all from his friends.
Tamara, thanks very much for being with us. Dramatic story. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Tamara Keith is a reporter with member station KPCC, and she joined us from her office in Sacramento in California. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.